My name is Tuba Nguyen.
And enrolling at Rasmussen University was essentially a handshake to a lifeline, a career, stability, and a future for myself. I found it important to be able to speak with instructors and staff outside of office hours, and to have that support system was essential because they believed in me.
Rasmussen University, are you ready to rewrite your story online and on campus? Learn more at rasmussen.edu.
What's the awkward encounter you had with a coworker? 1-800-330-9999. You know, things are kind of back to normal here at the studios. And Raven and I have been here the whole time. Like, we never worked from home or anything like that.
We went home for like 7 days. It was the most miserable week of our lives.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, never again.
But we've gotten used to not having people around. So having people back around is very, it's a little bit awkward. But I have always had a problem with our community bathroom. We have a massive community bathroom here. We don't have, like, private, you know, like, places to go.
I mean, there's
like
doors on the stalls.
Yeah.
It's not like it's,
you know what I mean.
It's not a locker room.
Right, but it's not like you lock the door. Like, it's a stall.
Right.
But whenever you run into people you know, which happens all the time in bathrooms, because, we're all working here. We all work together.
Of course. People understand how the lavatory works.
I always have a problem because I don't know if you're supposed to have a conversation with people on the toilet.
Mm.
And like, I'm the kind of person that I already have a shy bladder.
Yeah.
So when I walk in there and there's people and then I get in the conversation and then I go in the stall, I feel very uncomfortable.
You need some noise. You need something to back you up there.
I just want everybody else to leave. You know, that's the truth. And it happened yesterday because I go in there and there is a salesperson who I love her. I think she's great and I love working with her. But she would not stop talking to me. And now I'm like, at what point does she get the hint that she needs to leave? And finally I say, hey, do you mind giving me a minute?
There's at least two names that I put on that list right now that they will never get the hint.
No.
two of those salespeople on our staff that they will never get the hint.
And she was
she will just keep talking your face off.
Yep, you're probably right. and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't realize.
Right.
And, you know, she walked out and it was so awkward.
That's why you got to do the courtesy flush, man. Get yourself a little bit of noise, right? Then get the whole engine started. Once the engine started, you're fine at that point.
I don't know. But that was nothing compared to what happened to you in the bathroom.
Yeah. So there is actually, there's a few bathrooms in the entire building that will lock. You know, obviously there's access for people that have different abilities and so forth. So, but, you know, we don't have anybody on our floor that ever uses those bathrooms. So I tend to use one of those bathrooms. It's like my office, really. So one day I'm in my office and I'm doing my business and I look up right at that moment. I hear the footsteps approaching the bathroom door.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a moment where you look up and you just want to reassure yourself that you locked the door. And guess what? I didn't lock the door at that moment.
Nope.
And the footsteps approach and the door handle swings and promptly the door opens. And it's not only like a coworker, it's the VP of the company right there staring me dead in the face.
Who happens to be a female.
Right.
Yes.
And I learned over that week and the weeks that followed after that, because I paid close attention to all our bathroom encounters after that, that we're on the same schedule.
Did she scream? Did Kristen scream when she saw
like,
you?
Oh my God. And then and backed away. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was just kind of like, hey. Because I mean, at that point, when you look up and you realize that the door is not locked, you've got two choices. You can make a dive for the door and the lock. But if you miss, it's going to be the worst experience of your life.
You just said hello to her.
Or you just sit back and you settle in and you try and get comfortable with it. And I was like, hello.
You invited her in for coffee into your bathroom office?
I'm sure I sounded friendly enough, but no, I didn't formally invite her.
1-800-330-9999. What was the most awkward encounter you ever had with a coworker at work?
It was so awkward. I was in the bathroom yesterday and one of our coworkers like would not stop talking to me. I have a shy bladder. So I'm just sitting there and it's like 5 minutes and I'm like, is she ever going to leave or are we going to keep having this conversation?
I love our maintenance man. I speak with him every single day. He gives me pearls of wisdom all the time, but he likes to talk in the bathroom. It's also awkward.
To the point where I had to ask her, I'm like, hey, do you mind giving me some privacy? And it was the most awkward thing that I ever had. I was like, my face was red in the stall, like having to say, can you leave, please?
You kicked her out of a public bathroom.
Oh, what was the most awkward situation you've ever been with a coworker? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I had
to knock on the window while my coworker and her boyfriend were doing adult activities in the parking lot.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Wow.
Why did you interrupt them and not just turn the other way?
Well, because a customer walked in and was like, asked us if we could call the cops.
Ah,
right.
Because they weren't like even in the back corner of the parking lot. No, they were like right there.
I mean, are they on top of the car? For God's sakes. Like, I mean, get some tinted windows.
Like, don't you guys have a storage closet or something somewhere where you put the mops? Like,
or like park in the back. Like, right. Park in the way back. Not right. Like right by the handicap spot.
Is that what you told them when you knocked on the window?
Front space, right.
Can you move the car? Yeah.
Scream it through the thermopane. Move your car!
Yeah. Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the most awkward encounter with your coworker?
The guy who sat two cubicles away from me asked me out to dinner one day, and it was strange because he's never spoken to me before in my life. And he kept his hands in his pockets the whole time, and I could tell he was nervous. And I was flattered, but I told him that I had a boyfriend, and then he never spoke to me again and ended up quitting a month later.
You know how long it must have taken him to get the nerve to come over and ask you out?
It's not her fault that he was in love with her for 6 years prior to that moment. It's not her fault.
It was like The Office, where they were just pining over each other for years and years and years. Poor Jim. Oh, my gosh. Imagine Jim never married Pam.
No, they spoke to each other in The Office. That's the big difference is he never spoke to her before.
Right.
And he never spoke to her after.
No, I can see that's creepy.
A little different.
Yeah, you're right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the most awkward encounter you had with a coworker?
I work as a plumber, and I thought I was texting one of my buddies about my boss saying how lazy he was and how he gives us all the hard jobs, and he just prances around the office like a king in air conditioning. And it turns out it was a group text with everybody at work.
Good.
Was your boss on the group text? Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do in that situation? That's a nightmare.
I was just kidding, boss.
Right. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the most awkward encounter you had with your coworker?
Okay, I was in the bathroom right after my coworker got completely chewed out by my boss. Like, he ripped him a new one. I'm standing there, and he's at the sink crying. And I tried to talk to him because I thought somebody died. I thought something was wrong with one of his kids or something like that. He was just bawling, this guy. And he freaking hugged me.
He hugged you?
He hugged me for a full minute. He just got chewed out. It wasn't anything bad. No one died. But he freaking hugged me, tears rolling down his face. We never talked about it again after that, but it was just one of those very weird moments.
But if you need a favor, that guy is there for you.
Okay, remember that time in the bathroom? Remember what happened? I held you for a full minute.
No, I don't remember that. You're right. No.
Remember you were crying?
Never.
How do you even bring that up?
We've never been in the bathroom together.
My God, I don't think that there's ever going to be a story more awkward than that, than you had to hold your coworker in the bathroom because they were sad. Yeah,
Ballin' he was.
My name is Tuba Nguyen, and enrolling at Rasmussen University was essentially a handshake to a lifeline, a career, stability, and a future for myself. I found it important to be able to speak with instructors and staff outside of office hours, and to have that support system was essential because they believed in me.
Rasmussen University, are you ready to rewrite your story online and on campus? Learn more at rasmussen.edu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.